Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and folks, it's the ninth day of January already, 2019. So excited to be back on the air. Of course, last week was New Year's, so we didn't have our show, but super excited, super excited about the new year. One of the things I want to talk about is, well, everybody talks about their New Year's resolutions. Some people have put it into one word instead of a lot of different things. Of course, we have the diets, the gym. We have all kinds of stuff that we're usually finished up with by March. Makes for a very short year. So this year, like last year and the year previous, it's been my third year now, I just try to use one word so that I can stay focused on being better in one area at a time. Because for me, anyway, I don't know about you, it's hard to improve every space of your life all at one time. Because you think about it, I'm 62 years old. It took me this long to get to where I am. And there's no way in 62 days I'm gonna restore, fix, or improve 62 years worth. So it's an ongoing process. One of the things I read this morning was, every day I read out of a devotional. And one of the things I read this morning said, today, take time to think about this. If you use your gifts wisely, they are multiplied. If you misuse your gifts or ignore them altogether, they are lost. Think about that. We're all gifted in individually like no one else. I mean, hey, you might be good at music and someone else might be good at music, but your gifts are different. It might be under the same umbrella, the same title, but we all are gifted differently. And just think about it, if you don't use them, well, what a shame. Right? Because most of us spend most of our lives wishing that we could be better at something. When in fact, God gifted us all with special gifts to allow us to be great and just awesome in everything we want to do, as long as we're willing to participate properly and use the gifts we've been given. So I found another quote from Zig Ziglar that says, now folks that have listened to me before know this about me. I love Zig Ziglar. I started reading Zig Ziglar before I started reading the Bible. Then I figured out where Zig got all his stuff. So anyway, private joke. Zig Ziglar says, you are the only person on earth who can use your ability. So those two things that I read this morning kind of went together and made me stop and think. This year in 2019, I want to be better. How do I want to be better? I want to be more disciplined, like I was trying to be in 2017 and 2018. Now, obviously, I didn't master it because I'm still using that word to be better. I want to be disciplined. What does that break down to being when you say you want to be disciplined? Does it mean that I'm going to stay on a strict diet? Does it mean that I'm going to go to bed by a certain time at night? Does it mean that I'm going to read my Bible every day? It means a lot of things. But for me, what it means is I'm going to stay on course and try to allow God to lead me. Okay? Now, I know He's trying to lead me every day, but I'm going to try to allow God to lead me. I'm the work at hand here. I'm the one that has to release controls. If you remember back a couple months ago, I talked about how in the upcoming years, already taking place now, car manufacturers are producing cars that drive all by themselves. All you have to do is sit in there. I mean, what a dream for today's American adult. They can be on their phone the whole time, right? But the thing of it is, we're trusting the automakers to allow us to sit into an $80,000 vehicle that goes 60 miles plus per hour on a highway with a bunch of other people driving along the same way and just allow them to have control of us. Take our hands and feet off of everything and just give the automaker full control. My question is, why wouldn't you be willing to do that with God? I mean, if we look at the history of the automakers, they have made a few mistakes. we look at the history of God, well, some people might claim that God's made mistakes, but I can't see where anyone has proven it. So for me, part of being disciplined this year is allowing me to take my hands and feet off the controls and allow God to lead me to be able to use the gifts He gifted me with from the very, very beginning. Hard challenge, tough struggle. I'd like to know what yours are this year. What is it that you're going to try to do better? You can call into the show at 347-989-1363. Press 1 if you want to talk to the guest or ask a question to the host. And also, you can find us on Facebook under Tough Talk Radio Network, or you can always friend me on Facebook under Tony Gambone. We have weekly shows here at the Tough Talk Radio Network, and we are, well, folks, we used to do 14 shows a week, and we're just now agreeing to bring back on 4 more shows, which is going to give us a total of 6 shows a week. Super excited about that. Why? Because it's a passion of mine. It's what I really like to do. It's how I get to learn so much more. For instance, the Christian radio show, I get to learn so much more how God's working in other people's lives. Which, by the way, we need that reminder from time to time, because sometimes we let our human flesh get in the way of our thinking. And we get to feeling sorry for ourselves. And it's not always pretty. So if you're like me, and you have struggles out there, it's always good to be in a group of people that are sharing good news so that you can look back and say, hey, you know, I want to be a part of that myself. So anyway, reach out to me, info@Tough Talk Radio Network, and I'd love to have you come on our shows. You can go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and click on any of the show buttons that says register to be a guest. But folks, make sure that you are someone that fits in the category of what we're looking for. So, for instance, if this is a Christian radio show, we don't want a sci-fi author coming to the show talking about a book series that he has on science fiction. It's just not a fit for the show. Not saying that we won't have a show like that for you to come to, but just take a look at everything before you fill out the registration, and that way there we can get you on the show and market who you are, what you're doing, and how things are going in your world. So today, I got a great guest today. I'm super excited about Braca Goetz, and she's, well, as it says, she's not your typical Harvard grad. She's written, I think, a little over 37 books for children, spiritual books, and has written one book for adults called Searching for God in the Garbage. And when I heard the title, I was like, interesting, right? But it's an extremely candid memoir of how Braca Goetz became an observant Jew and overcame anorexia. So once again, folks, when you can overcome trouble, when you can overcome addiction, when you can overcome challenge, that's God working. We know it. Some of us don't want to admit it, but I'm always excited to hear more about it. So here's what I'd like to do. Without wasting any time, I'd like to welcome Braca Goetz up to the show. Braca, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed that introduction. That was phenomenal. I learned so much from everything you just said. It was awesome.
Well, I would love to take the credit, Braca, but I don't prepare a lot, as much as I should for these shows. I just kind of lean on the Lord, and He just lets words come out of my mouth somehow. I wish I could say I was that talented, but most of the time I can't remember what I say.
I love it. And I could feel that. You know, you were just letting it flow, and that's so beautiful.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. So I want to do a couple things before we get into your books and about you. I'd like to find out where you're calling in from and where you're from originally.
I'm calling now from Baltimore, Maryland, and I'm originally from Queens, New York, Forest Hills, New York, and I also spent 10 years living in Israel.
And so coming from New York to Maryland, that's a change in scenery. Food's still pretty good. I come from the middle of that. I come from Philadelphia area. So I know the highway along the way there and all the great places to eat. But what brought you to Maryland?
What brought me to Maryland? Well, we were living in Israel, and my parents weren't well, and we decided to come back to help with that. And my sister lives in Maryland, and she thought it would be a good place for us here. So that's where we got a house, here in Maryland.
Yeah. Well, I spent a lot of summers in Ocean City, Maryland, and watching the ponies cross at Assateague Island. So that's a great space. That's a great place in the country to be. Okay, so tell me, what made you start writing children's books?
I'm so much a child myself in many ways. I still have such a sense of wonder about life. And I wanted to write the kind of books that I would have wanted to read as a child. I wanted to write books with spiritual messages, like about very deep questions, but written in a very simple way so that even a child can understand them, and write them in a delightful way, and show the joy of life to children. But I'm not afraid to tackle like the deepest kind of questions. So that's what my books are about. Like one book, The Invisible Book, is about, you know, we believe in people that say, I can't believe in God because I can't see God. So I talk about all the things that we do believe in that are invisible. We believe in history. We believe in time. We believe in electricity. We believe in gravity. You know, there's so many things that we believe in. Feelings. We've never seen feelings, but we believe in them. We believe in gravity. We see the effects of gravity, and yet we've never actually seen gravity. Well, it's the same with God. We haven't seen God, but we see the effects of God. And so, and for our souls as well, we don't see our souls, but we see the effects. And so, you know, we see proof of that all the time. And that's what I'm showing children. So in all my books, I try to bring up really deep topics and bring them down to a concrete level for children to understand. Like another book is Where is God? And I go through how can you search for God and how can you see God in life? Another book is I Want to Be Famous. And that book is about a child who learns to have the spotlight shine from within his soul rather than seeking the spotlight out in the world. So, because that's when the spotlight shines in one's soul, that lasts forever. But the spotlight from outside, it quickly flashes on and off, and fame doesn't last. So you want to help create that inner, you want your soul to shine, and that's what the book is about. And really, all my books are about helping children's souls to shine, all the children's books. And the one book I wrote for adults, my memoir, really is to help adults' souls to shine as well, because that's the journey that I was on until I got my soul to light up and shine.
Well, let's talk about that. You wrote a book, Searching for God in the Garbage. And I'm not even going to attempt to figure out how that title came about, but I would love to know your side of it. Where did we come from that? I know we live in a world of garbage, but how did you come up with the title? And let's talk about that title a little bit.
Yes, it's a provocative title because it is a provocative book. It really is. It's an unusual book because it's extremely candid. It's based on the actual diary entries that I kept from age 12. So you see like a very innocent girl of 12 steadily going downhill in life. I came from a very happy childhood, a very loving home. But believe it or not, that wasn't enough because I didn't have a religious background. And so my soul was hungry for more. Even though I had everything I needed, you know, physically and even emotionally, a lot of love, there was still something lacking in my soul. My soul was hungry for nourishment. So I went searching all over into all kinds of garbage, I would say. You know, I wasn't afraid to experiment and try all kinds of things. And I tried different religions I experimented with. I tried different social movements, and I got involved in lots of stuff. I experimented with drugs and all different types of things and relationships. And I got to a point where I really didn't believe in, I felt like the world was a gray place without morals because I didn't really have a sense of morals anymore. I just kept searching and searching for truth. And I call it searching for in the garbage in a metaphorical sense, but also in literally, I was literally searching in the garbage in my lowest point of life. So, I mean, the details are in the book, but I'm not going to go into that here. But that's where the title comes from, because I mean that both literally and metaphorically, that I was searching in the garbage until I really uncovered my soul, that, you know, is a part of God, and I uncovered what I needed in order to nourish it. So that's when my life changed into a really happy, fulfilling life. And so when I was searching, I developed eating disorders along the way, and that's food addictions. And I think that what I came to through the book, in the book, I kind of, it's like a psychological mystery, because I come to an understanding through writing the book and putting all the diary entries together and seeing the thread of the whole story of how I came to where I did, that I began to understand that I believe that there's a spiritual basis to all addictions. Food addictions are a very basic, common addiction, but all addictions, it has to do with covering up the pain of a hungry soul. And so when a soul is given the nourishment that it needs, that really resolves addictions. People that have addictions, they don't have enough pleasure in their life. And so they go for a temporary fix, a temporary something that comforts the pain. But mm-hmm. in order to really get over the pain, the constant pain that's in a hungry soul, it needs lasting pleasure, and that's spiritual pleasure. Nothing else can take away, that can fill that empty void. Like a bag of potato chips can never last long enough to fill that void, and a person only feels emptier after they finish the bag of potato chips. You know, it doesn't...
Amen
to
that. Love the potato chips. And you know, you make a really good point, because addiction is a powerful word, and a lot of people think that addiction is a drug habit, a drinking problem. You know, it's always the really, really bad stuff. But as you learn and read the Bible more and learn more things about God, addiction... a drug addiction and a gossip addiction is the same sin, and it does leave a void in your soul, and there's something missing there that would make you be that person that gossips all the time, just like the person, you know. To me, I always say, well, I can understand someone having a drug problem because they got hooked on it and they can't get off of it. Oh, poor thing, or a drinking problem. But someone that gossips could just stop just like that. And that's not necessarily true. Addiction is addiction no matter what the addiction is. And sometimes people put food in place of that space that's voided in their soul. So you have what I'm hearing you say is that you found that putting God in that space will allow you to be better in that area. Not that you don't have other problems, but in that space that you have that void, if you can fill it with God, it would make all the difference. Am I reading you right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, everybody has problems, but the problems don't cause the same type of pain in my life, because there's an underlying understanding of that really there's an ultimate good in this world, and that God created all of us to have pleasure. Our purpose really in life is to experience the greatest pleasure possible, which is, to me, that was a groundbreaking realization for me to come to. That was something I didn't understand, that really we're here to experience the greatest pleasure possible, and the greatest pleasure possible are spiritual pleasures, because they never go away. They give us lasting joy. So, like, let's say you're a person's in the middle of overeating. If they can ask themselves just this one simple question: is it my body that is hungry or my soul? Like, in other words, if I keep eating and eating, is it really my body that's hungry? A person knows when they're overeating. Like, they know how much they need to eat in order to live. But when a person just keeps eating, they're trying to fill that hole that can never be filled. So never be filled by the food. But it can be filled with spiritual pleasure. And so, like, if a person asks himself, is it my body that is hungry or my soul? If they ask that in the middle of overeating, then suddenly they can think about what they could do to give themselves a deeper pleasure, a lasting pleasure, like calling somebody or texting someone that's lonely. Suddenly that brings you an intense pleasure. Or stepping out into nature and just breathing in some sunshine, breathing in the beautiful air, or even turning on music that lifts you up, and stretching and dancing. Suddenly, you're not in the same place, and you don't have to just keep eating that chocolate cake or whatever, because you're getting a much deeper pleasure. And that's what it's really all about, because, like, when people like eat like excessive sweets or something, they need more sweetness in their life. They're craving something real, but that physical thing is not going to last. It's such a temporary comfort, and it is a pleasure. Like God did make food pleasurable, and he made so many things pleasurable, because we're really supposed to enjoy life, but we can get stuck on the temporary physical pleasures, and then we don't go on to what we're really here for, the spiritual pleasures, because we're souls that are clothed in bodies. So, you know, our bodies are here to help our souls enjoy this world. You know, that's really what our bodies are here for. So that's what I'm trying to, I love to spread this to as many people as possible, so that everybody could have more joyful lives. You know, I think it's so possible if we recognize that we're souls. That's the thing, because, you know, again, we forget that we're souls, because we see that we're bodies, but we're souls. And when we recognize that we're souls, it's a much more feeling of, it's a much greater feeling of connection between people and God. And we're all connected to the source, and we're all connected to each other, because all our souls are interconnected. You know, so it's just a wonderful feeling, and I'm happy to have this opportunity to share these thoughts. Yeah.
So I'm gonna play the listener for a minute, okay? And I'm not saying I agree or disagree with you, okay? Because I would have hung up by now if I disagreed, if that means anything. Anyway, so I want to know, as a listener, I'm thinking, okay, well, that all sounds good, but, you know, how can I witness that? Like, what proof? Like, so, you know, you mentioned earlier, we can't see things, so we don't believe in them. And the thing I'm talking about is greater than anything, God. We can't see God, so is he really there? Mm-hmm. We can't see electricity going through the air to turn the lights off and on in our house. We could find a wire and touch it and believe that it's currently hot.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We don't know how the different things work on a daily basis, but we trust it. We know that the light's going to turn red and the light's going to turn green, and we trust the fact that the person's going to stop on the colors and all that there, but we can see that. So for someone out there that's just shaking their head going, oh, here we go again, explain to them how you were able. Now, I know Rocket, you have not mastered this. None of us will ever master anything because that master is only one. But how have you seen the changes in your life from trying to focus on making some of those changes?
Well, one thing I'll tell you about my story is that at one point I decided that in my search that I was going to devote myself to education. I tried lots of different things. So then I started doing really well in school, and I went to Harvard, and that was like a goal of mine, you know, to get there. And I got to this, I remember I got to this really exclusive garden party at Harvard, and it was like, okay, now I have made it. I am like at the highest place you could be, like with people who were the Kennedys and the Rockefellers and Moynihans, all these, you know, famous, the children of famous people that were at this party. And I realized once I was able to get there that it was a tremendous gift, like you were talking about. It was a wonderful gift to be there, because I saw that there was nothing much up there, really, once I got there. Like, this was what I wanted to achieve, and I managed to get there. And, okay, I mean, these were just people like any other people. There was no big deal. And a funny thing that happened is it started raining on this beautiful garden party in the middle of the rain. And when it started raining, I said, wait a minute. These people, these powerful people, couldn't stop the rain from coming down? There must be something more powerful than this. Like, wouldn't they be able to stop the rain on this beautiful day from ruining their party? Like, the whole thing became a mess in one moment. And I was thinking, there's something greater. This is not it. And I'm really grateful that I got to get up to this point where I thought there was something, but this is not the ultimate. There's something greater than this. So that was a turning point in my life, of realizing that. And realizing that it didn't fill my soul to get there, I didn't feel fulfillment. But it was about a year after that, I went to medical school. I was studying to be a psychiatrist, and then I went to Israel that summer, which is when I started learning about the Bible in depth, which I had never done before. And I realized that there was so much to it. Like, when I had heard Bible stories as a child, it sounded like fairy tales, and that's kind of what my parents brought me up to feel. And so I didn't really take it seriously. When I started studying in depth, which in Judaism we call the Torah, I started studying it in depth, and I was like astounded by the insights. And like you said in the beginning about Zig Ziglar, I realized that these million-dollar studies that were going on at Harvard about different psychological principles, that it was all that stuff was already in the Bible, in the Torah. It was already there. Like they the deepest understanding of these psychological principles was already in the Bible, and we didn't need to be spending these million-dollar grants to figure that out. So it was like that was a big revelation to me to start learning in depth in this way, and I started applying it to my life and living a life where my soul began to shine. And what was amazing was that the eating disorders ended at that point. And people that knew me from the past said, how could you just recover like that? And I didn't even understand it myself. So that's what my book is about. Like, I couldn't understand what got me to recover. And through writing the book, I came to realize that it was because my soul got the nourishment it needed that I didn't need to have those food addictions anymore, because, you know, it was getting what it was searching for all those years. So my life since then has been an extremely fulfilling journey and a wonderful life. So I want to share those blessings with other people too. So.
Well, I can witness the fact that once you write your story, whether it's on a napkin or in a book, once you write it and review it and look back at it, I always say it's easier to look back down the path to see why the journey was the way it was versus knowing ahead of time because we just can't figure it out. We're too busy in the journey or the fight of the journey or the understanding of the journey or whatever it is. But sooner or later, we're able to look back. And it does seem to remove the strain or the pain or the addiction that was there before. Now, let me ask you this. Have you found that through this process, it's helped you? But would you say that you develop no more situations in your life?
Oh, there's always problems. There's always challenges because that's why we're here. You know, we're here. And I have this phrase that I love. Here is a test to find out if your mission in life is complete. If you're alive, it isn't. So if we're alive, we're here to continue to be challenged all the time. And like you said also in the beginning, we're here to use our gifts, otherwise we lose them. I mean, that's what we're here for. We're here to refine the diamond that's inside of all of us so that it can just shine more and more beautifully. And so we'll always have challenges, but what's changed about you and me, I think what's changed for us is that we have an overall trust about life. I don't feel like life is chaotic and there's no purpose and anything could happen to me. No, everything that happens to me is for a good purpose. It might not feel good at the moment. It could be very painful. But ultimately, I know it's for a good purpose. And an understanding like that is what changed in my life, and I think it's what changed in your life too. And that makes all of life not so frightening anymore. It becomes a welcoming place the way God intended it to be. You know, we're really here to have a pleasurable existence. God wanted to be a giver. I mean, that's the purpose. God just wants to give, and he wants to give us pleasure. And we tend to, you know, make ourselves miserable, unfortunately, but that's just when we forget that we're souls. So and that's the challenge, to be in physical bodies, remembering that at our essence, we're souls. And so, and that's what we're here for, to keep remembering that. And then we can have really pleasurable lives.
You know, I can't say this much better than that. I mean, you have touched on this very much exactly the way I feel. And I think that a lot of times we want more. I think that the most important things in life are the little things that happen, whether it's with your children, with your spouse, with yourself, with God, with a neighbor, with a stranger. It lasts about 30 seconds. It could be the proudest moment that your child was on stage or hit a home run in a little league field or the neighbor just showed so much appreciation on a small favor that you did that didn't even recognize it to be a big deal. Those things in life, I think, are where the most important things. And I also think that God put us on this earth to give us a story, to give us a testimony, to be able to tell our stories so that other people can relate to our stories and know that they can also beat the challenges. So what you're doing for children is just remarkable. The fact that they have over 30 some books to read, a parent has to teach their children nice things, good things, safe things, easier things to understand, and a better structure of life to follow at a young age, that's huge. I just really think that's remarkable. I love the fact that you wrote a book. This is called God, Searching for God in the Garbage. If people out there want to know more about how to get it, okay, you can go to Amazon and just search Bracha's name. It's Bracha Goetz, Goetz. Just type it in Amazon. It'll pop up. How can people get in touch with you?
The best way is on my Amazon author page, and my email address is there as well. If anybody... Yeah, and I do presentations, and I love that. And anybody is free to contact me at any time. Yeah.
Well, Raga, we're running out of time here, but before we take off, I'd like to ask you just one more question. I think it's one of the most important questions I ask in my show, next to where you're from. What is one piece of advice moving into 2019 that you would like to just leave for the listeners that you think might be helpful to them?
Well, suffering comes from feeling disconnected. When we feel disconnected from source, that's how we suffer. So the way to enjoy life is to bring more and more connection into your life. And nobody has to wait around for, if a person's feeling lonely, they don't have to wait. Everybody can reach out to somebody else. You can always find people lonelier than you are. So there's people in nursing homes, in assisted living. They never get any visitors. There's children in, like, inner city daycare centers. They're there after school. When you walk in, they just surround you with hugs. There's so many people that need more love in the world. So, and anyone that's wanting more love in their life, they just can go out and give it. And that's really the way to add more connection to one's life, decrease suffering, and just, again, have a more pleasurable and enjoyable life the way God wants us to have.
Yeah. Well, Braca, I can't thank you enough today for joining us and sharing your information. One last question. Is there another book coming?
There are more books coming. One book that's almost out right now is Let's Break Bad Habits, even for children. Even children need to learn how to break bad habits. It's based, you know, it's kind of based on the 12 steps, but on a simple level for children. And that in order to break bad habits, we have to bring God into our lives. That's an essential step that comes with breaking bad habits, reconnecting to source. And it's an important part of the 12 steps, and even children can implement that in their lives. So that's the next children's book that's coming out. Yeah.
Well, once again, I'm just feel blessed to have you on the show, and we look forward to having you back when that book comes out. And folks, I'm going to take a short break. I'm going to come back and wrap up the show, and I just want to make sure that everyone knows that they can find Braca Goetz, Braca Goetz, by going to Amazon. Just type it in. It'll pop right up. And think about getting those books for your children. And one of the things I'm going to touch on more when we come back from the break is about how those children's books that you're reading, remember, folks, we are all children, just in bigger bodies, so it's never too late to learn. I'll be right back after this here short break.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
All right. Welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. We had the great pleasure of interviewing Braca Goetz out of Maryland, originally out of New York, but out of Maryland. She's authored over 37 books. And I tell you, if you go to Amazon and type in her name, I'm going to spell it for you. Braca. Her last name, Goetz, Goetz. Check her out, okay? If you need her to come speak in your area, reach out to her. If you can't find her, having trouble finding her, reach out to me, info at toughtalkradionetwork.com. I'll do a personal introduction to you as well. You can find this information on the Tough Talk Radio Network Facebook page and also on Tony Gambone's Facebook page and Twitter. Folks, this is a great show. It's a great opportunity to start the new year out right by understanding the different types of things going on with us. We call them addictions, and they are. They're very addictive. It's easier to take a different route than it is to face the truth about what's missing maybe in your soul or in your heart, okay, or in your life. And now we've all had struggles along the way. We've all had different times in our lives, different walks in our lives, different periods in our life. And we could all sit there and we can create a very sad story from it. Or we can look in that mirror and we can decide to make a difference, to be more disciplined, to be more obedient to God, to try to be around like-minded people so that you can have the support that you need. But look inside yourself. Look what the void is in you. Now, hey, maybe you can't see it. Maybe it's just not there. Maybe you don't believe your relatives. I don't say I blame you. Maybe your best friend's telling you this stuff to make you feel better. Get some counseling. Find a Christian counselor. Sit down and talk with them. Go to your pastor. Okay? Go to your rabbi. Go to someone that you trust and have that open conversation. God will lead you there as long as you're willing to open up the door of that conversation. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm here every Wednesday and sometimes on Thursdays at the Tough Talk Christian Radio Show. Now, remember, it's 2019. I'm talking about discipline. Maybe for you it's obedience. Just know that Zig Ziglar said you're the only person on earth that can use your ability. God gifted you with the ability to be the best you could be. Take that opportunity in 2019 and show the people around you how great you really are. Lift yourself up, become courageous, love the Lord, and we'll see you next week. I hope everybody has a blessed week, and I hope everybody is starting out the new year the way they planned. We'll see you next week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.